This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of new single-day coronavirus infections in the United States is nearing record highs. AP's Sagar Meghani reports that the increase could be because Americans are not taking the outbreak seriously.
They're blaming a nation that's become complacent since the pandemic's early days, and an AP-NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll backs them up, finding what was unified support for measures to stop the virus's spread has dropped. 2 months ago, 8 in 10 Americans favored stay-at-home orders. Now it's half. 8 in 10 had also backed limits on how many people can gather together. About 6 in 10 do now. Fewer Americans are also at least moderately worried they or a family member may get the virus, but they're still a strong majority at 68%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says several European countries have seen a resurgence in COVID-19 cases for the first time in months. WHO Regional Director Dr. Hans Kluge said in a virtual briefing Thursday, an increase in transmission has led to the resurgence of cases.
In 11 of these countries, accelerated transmission has led to very significant resurgence that, if left unchecked, will push health systems to the brink once again in Europe.
Nearly 20,000 new cases are being reported daily in the WHO's European region, which includes 54 countries and 7 territories across Europe, the Middle East, and Central Asia. The Eiffel Tower, one of France's most iconic landmarks, reopened for the first time Thursday after being forced to close its doors for months due to the coronavirus pandemic. Other tourist attractions, such as the Louvre Museum, will remain closed until July 6th. This is VOA.